Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? You are now locked into WKAR's current sports. That's right. I am your host, Al Martin, on this hump day, September 6th, 2017. So glad you allowed us to be a part of your weekday afternoon yet again. We've got a fun-filled hour of sports talk headed right your way. On today's current sports, we will talk about a topic we've been highlighting for quite some time now, that being Colin Kaepernick. There is a new revelation concerning Colin Kaepernick, who was supposed to sign, it looked like he was going to sign, a contract with the Baltimore Ravens, while former Ravens great Ray Lewis has shed some new light when it comes to that story. Many people believe it, whilst others don't. We'll bring that story to you. You get to hear what Ray had to say in just a moment. Also, the first Associated Press college football poll has been released. We'll let you know where Michigan is on that list. Michigan State does not crack the top 25. Not surprising there. They weren't in the preseason top 25 to begin with, and you're not going to crack that top 25 with just a win over Bowling Green. But we'll talk about MSU and Michigan as it relates to the Associated Press poll, and we will elaborate on the Michigan State football team as we have been doing throughout the week here on Current Sports. We will invite former Michigan State football safety from 05 to 08, Mr. Otis Wiley. He will join the hour around the 1:30 mark. Otis actually ran into him at Spartan Stadium during the game. Great to see him, and I'm curious to get his take and his prediction on this upcoming, on this 2017 MSU football year. And on the back end of the show, Ezekiel Elliott, his six-game suspension has been upheld. However, he will be able to play come this Sunday in week one for my Dallas Cowboys. We'll explain, and also we'll try to answer the question whether or not the Detroit Lions will make the playoffs. That and so much more. Really can't believe that the NFL season begins tomorrow. Hopefully, many of you out there have gotten your fantasy football drafts over and out the way. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you would like to be a part of the current sports fun. You can also join us via social media, where we have the Facebook live stream up and running at facebook.com/currentsports. You can also weigh in there. If you leave a comment there, I will read it live for you on the air. Heck, maybe you even have a question for our guest, Otis Wiley. Leave a question there and I'll push it through once he joins the show around 1:30. And you can also even tweet us. So multiple ways you can weigh in via Twitter at Al Martin, WKAR, or at WKAR_sports. But hey, you know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. and we start with the 11th annual Crosstown Showdown as the Lansing Lugnuts topped the Michigan State baseball team 5-1 last night at Cooley Law School Stadium. A crowd of 6,804 was on hand to watch the annual exhibition game and home run derby. The Spartans used 20 different players, including six pitchers, with junior Riley McCauley starting Tuesday's contest and firing two Ks in his lone inning of work. Prior to the game, the two teams held a home run derby, the second of its kind, with three players from each team taking part. Junior Marty Bacina, senior Zach McGuire, and freshman Adam Proctor participated for the Spartans. Bacina and Proctor tied with eight homers apiece in the first round, with the Spartan newcomer winning the swing-off to reach the finals. In the final round, Proctor, the freshman, prevailed with five dingers to take the title over David Jacob of the Lugnuts. That's quite surprising. A freshman comes in and wins the home run derby for the Michigan State baseball team. The Spartans return to the friendly confines of McLane Stadium on Saturday, September 23rd, to take on Notre Dame at 2 p.m., coinciding with, of course, the Michigan State and Notre Dame football game at 8 p.m. Admission to the baseball game is totally free. Get on out and enjoy that one later on this month. All right, the Detroit Tigers found themselves caught up in a Yankees and Red Sox, a bit of drama, I should say, on Tuesday afternoon after the Yankees reported, the New York Times reported that the Yankees filed a complaint against the Boston Red Sox for using electronic communication from the dugout to steal opponents' signs. Wow, this kind of reminds me of Spygate with the Patriots, right? ESPN's Buster Olney, he reported that the Tigers had voiced similar concerns during their early June series at Fenway Park, though Olney did not specify if those concerns were technologically based. Now, manager Brad Ausmus was asked about the situation following Tuesday night's 13-2 win over the Kansas City Royals, and he said, quote, "There was nothing that I knew of other than there are a number of teams that, quite frankly, you almost make the assumption that everybody is stealing signs nowadays. So you prepare for it. But there are certain times, all right, and certain teams that feel more strongly about that than others or are more aware of it. I'm not going to say who they are. I don't remember anything specific with the Red Sox, quite frankly." Brad also went on to say that the Tigers did not file a complaint to his knowledge. We'll revisit that story later on this hour, all right? Vince Ellis of the Detroit Free Press, he reported on Twitter that according to head coach Stan Van Gundy, Detroit Pistons point guard Reggie Jackson has yet to return to basketball activities but will begin to ramp up the work ahead of training camp. Pistons' 2016-2017 season was a significant disappointment as they missed out on the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. One of the major factors for their down year was Jackson's ineffectiveness. Jackson missed the first month of the season due to a knee injury and was never really able to play well once he returned to the lineup. He ended up averaging subpar numbers of 14.5 points per game, 5.2 assists per game, and 42% shooting in 52 games of work. A parade took place this morning to honor Flint, Michigan native JaVale McGee, who helped the Golden State Warriors win the 2017 NBA championship. The parade was at the International Academy of Flint and proceeded to City Hall for a recognition program. McGee was born in Flint Town. His mother, Pamela McGee, starred in basketball at Flint Northern High School and later the University of Southern California. She is a member of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. So good genes there for Mr. McGee, right? The Detroit Red Wings have signed defenseman Robbie Russo to a two-year contract. Now, it's a two-way deal. Russo would earn a NHL salary of $650,000 when up with the Red Wings and $125,000 this season and $250,000 next season in the American Hockey League. Now, he is expected to start this season with the Grand Rapids Griffins since the Wings have nine NHL defensemen on their roster already, including Luke Witkowski, who can play forward as well. Russo is 24 years old. He is waiver exempt for one more season. Alabama stands atop the Associated Press rankings for week two of college football after season opening, a season opening victory, I should say, over Florida State, which dropped to number three. from number 3 to number 10. The Crimson Tide earned 60 of a possible 61 first-place votes in the latest Associated Press Top 25 poll. Meanwhile, Ohio State remains number 2 after a routine blowout of Indiana in the second half. But the Buckeyes should face a more serious test against the 5th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners on Saturday. I cannot wait for that game. Number 3 Clemson and number 4 Penn State round out the top 5 heading into the second week of college football action. And for Michigan fans out there, Michigan moved up to the number 8 spot. And speaking of Michigan football, the greatest defensive back to ever come out of the University of Michigan will be honored by the school in a springtime ceremony. Charles Woodson, who went on to have a long and illustrious NFL career, will enter Michigan's Hall of Honor alongside 6 others. A date and location for the ceremony have not yet been determined. Woodson helped lead the Maize and Blue to their 1997 national championship, earning first-team All-American Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year honors while claiming the prestigious Heisman Trophy Award for the most outstanding player college football has donned for that season. So congratulations to Charles Woodson. Really looking forward to that ceremony. All right, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is eligible to play in Sunday season opener against the New York Football Giants, even though an arbitrator upheld Elliott's 6-game suspension handed down by commish Roger Goodell that stems from a domestic violence case back in college. Now, in a temporary restraining order hearing in U.S. District Court on Tuesday in Sherman, Texas, NFL attorneys acknowledged that because of the timing of Harold Henderson's decision to uphold Elliott's suspension for violating the personal conduct policy, Elliott will be able to play this weekend. The NFL issued a statement on Twitter explaining Elliott's being cleared to play on Sunday. Before Elliott was cleared to play in week 1, the Cowboys were a 3.5-point favorite over the Giants at the majority of Las Vegas sports books. The line ticked up to Dallas at 4 after the news was announced. So from 3.5 to 4 so far, now that it has been released, the news has been broken that Ezekiel Elliott will be eligible to play in week 1. Tried to pick him up on my waiver wire this morning, but somebody already got him. So there you have that. Not that you guys care about my fantasy football team. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Isaac, have you done a football draft at all yet?
Oh, I'm so disappointed. For the first year ever, I might not do one. But
we gotta do a current sports one. Why don't we do one tonight, dude?
We should.
Even if you're not present, just auto draft.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I need a team. Plain and simple.
Let's set that up, man. We gotta have you at least on one team, right? All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you want to be a part of today's show. Again, go to facebook.com/currentsports, where we currently have the live stream up and running, and tweet us at Al Martin, WKAR, at WKAR_sports. Here we go.
Ray Lewis when Ray Lewis is the one calling for Colin Kaepernick. I'm on the phone with this guy. So to your point, that's what I'm talking about, the fraternity of our league. Judy, I have fought for get kids who's done bad things and been looked at the wrong way. But I don't talk to the people who can't get things done. I go to the decision makers. And the decision makers in this one were Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome. And the only thing that went bad, the only thing that went bad was that image where she tried to make us a racist in individuals. And that's the sad part about this story. And I listened to all of these things everybody wanted to say about me. People even spoke about my kids. And nobody never said one thing about Colin Kaepernick.
Clearly, you're frustrated by the way you've been characterizing this.
I'm in L.A. stand up till 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get Colin Kaepernick a job, because that's what Ray Lewis does.
Do you feel that the Raiders were that close to signing him?
I don't have to feel, J.B., when they called me, it's to say yes or no.
And you felt they were calling you to say?
Steve, we were going to close the deal.
To sign him?
To sign him. All we wanted to hear was hear Colin Kaepernick speak.
Did you ever hear him speak?
Steve Bisciotti said, I want to hear Colin Kaepernick speak to let me know that he wants to play football.
And what
I've been saying for the last 6 months.
Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and that is how we start today's show. We've begun Current Sports with this conversation before. The Colin Kaepernick dilemma that the NFL is undergoing and has undergone for quite some time now. That has been the talk of the town when it comes to the sports world for weeks, months now, to be honest with you all. And the only reason, because I think we're just kind of beating a dead horse right now, but the only reason I'm beginning today's show with Colin Kaepernick is because of the latest news, the latest revelation coming from the mouthpiece of Ray Lewis, former NFL linebacker who is now an analyst for Showtime's Inside the NFL. And this was the first story that I saw when I woke up this morning to prep for today's show. Ray Lewis going off about Colin Kaepernick and just how close Cap was to signing with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, before diving into the details of what Ray Lewis had to say, again, first off, I want to reiterate my stance for those that don't know as it pertains to Colin Kaepernick. Again, Colin Kaepernick deciding to kneel during the national anthem and standing up for what he believes in, standing up for inequality here in America, all for it. I absolutely loved it. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of guts to do something like that, to bring attention to a problem like that here in the United States of America. I loved it. I had no problem with the protest of Colin Kaepernick. However, when you evaluate why Colin Kaepernick is not employed, is it fair? No. But it's reality, folks. Cap, again, I'm just reiterating my stance here. Cap has to realize that he's a backup quarterback in the NFL, all right? He's not a starter in the league. He's a backup. And there aren't many owners out there and upper execs in the National Football League that are willing to take on that kind of distraction for a backup quarterback. They believe it's bad for business. Is it morally right? No. But from a business standpoint, it's morally right in their eyes. They don't want that kind of distraction in a locker room for a backup quarterback. If this was Cam Newton or Jameis Winston, black QBs who are clear starters in the National Football League deciding to protest this way, you think they would be without a job? No. The talent trumps the distraction. So I'm not surprised that Colin Kaepernick is unemployed. And is it right? No. But hey, you got to know what you're getting into when you decide to stand up. There's going to be backlash. There are going to be repercussions. Colin Kaepernick was apparently pretty close to having a job in the National Football League with the Baltimore Ravens. That deal kind of went awry and just kind of fizzled out, basically, right? I remember John Harbaugh coming out and saying, hey, man, we would like to have him part of our organization. And, you know, we see no problem with it. And it looked like it was close. It was really close to being done. Then it fizzles out. And now we have this latest news concerning Ray Lewis, who is a figure in the sports world that some people like, some people dislike. Many people believe that he got away with murder. And no, I'm not joking, folks. Just do your research when it comes to that. But Ray Lewis is now, again, an analyst for Showtime's Inside the NFL. And he provided new information pertaining to Colin Kaepernick possibly signing with the Baltimore Ravens. And Ray Lewis went on to say that the reason that this deal did not get done, the Ravens ready to sign Colin Kaepernick, the reason it did not get done is because there was a racist post made by his girlfriend, Nessa Diab, who is a member of the media herself. She covers hip hop and other genres of music in her job. She's a radio personality. Nessa decided to post on her Twitter account. It was a picture. To give some context to the picture, there was a picture of Steve Bisciotti, who is currently the majority owner of the Baltimore Ravens. It was a picture of Steve Bisciotti and Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis was in back of Steve Bisciotti, kind of had his arm around Steve, embracing Steve Bisciotti, right? Ray and Steve embracing one another. And that was the first picture. Then the picture under that picture was a picture of Samuel L. Jackson and Leonardo DiCaprio from the movie Django Unchained, starring Jamie Foxx. Now, for those who have never seen Django Unchained, directed by Quentin Tarantino, Samuel L. Jackson plays a house slave who is very loyal to Leonardo DiCaprio, who is a slave owner in the movie. And you have Samuel Jackson in the picture embracing Leonardo DiCaprio with his arm around Leonardo DiCaprio. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to dissect what Nessa Diab, the girlfriend of Colin Kaepernick, was trying to say with this post. Ray Lewis, after seeing that post, he went on to say that this is the reason this deal did not get done. They saw this post from Cap's girlfriend, and they saw that Colin Kaepernick decided not to say anything concerning the post, basically deciding to stay silent. That is why the Ravens pulled away and said, no, this deal is not going to be done. Now, again, you can believe what you want to believe. But for me, as I sat back and thought about this post and thought about what Ray Lewis had to say on Showtime, I could see how Ray Lewis and Steve Bisciotti could be a bit angry. Let's be real here. I mean, if this is true and you see a picture like that, a picture depicting yourself and your owner, or the owner and one of the players who have really become the face of the franchise over the years. If you see a picture like that depicting you both as racist, why in the world would you want to sign Colin Kaepernick? Who would want to be depicted in that way? This is your significant other. This is your girlfriend. So if you don't come out and separate yourself from a post like that, if you want a job in the NFL, wouldn't you say, that's just her, that's not my beliefs, I want a job in the league? Wouldn't you come out and say something? Because if you stay silent, it makes it look like you share the same opinion. And that's been the big question for me in this whole thing. Again, I'm all about the Colin Kaepernick movement. I loved him kneeling, standing up for inequality, taking a knee for inequality here in America, trying to push change. I absolutely love that. Even though his message has been a bit mixed at times, with the Fidel Castro shirt and the socks depicting cops as pigs. for the most of it, I've loved what Colin Kaepernick has done. But with all this conversation concerning this man's job, why has Colin Kaepernick stayed so silent? Why has he not come out and try to vie for his job? Hold a press conference. Come out and state that what is happening to me is wrong and I should be on the NFL roster. I want to make a team better. I want to be a part of your organization. Instead, we have heard nothing. Heck, Colin Kaepernick's parents have even come out before him. I don't know if you guys saw this article, but Cap's parents, Rick and Teresa Kaepernick, they adopted Colin when he was only 5 weeks old. The couple had lost two sons at birth due to heart failure and were not eligible to actually adopt a baby from a private adoption agency. Then came along Colin Kaepernick, who had been recently given away by his 19-year-old mother. And, you know, Teresa and Rick called Cap the perfect child. They have even come out and had the back of their son. They have responded to the criticism. They have broken their silence. Not that they needed to really say anything. But, you know, they went on to have their son's back. But we have heard nothing from Cap himself. I don't know if there is truth. If this is true from Ray Lewis, I can totally understand why the Ravens decided to say, "Nope, we good. Let's keep this train pushing." Just wanted to bring that story to you all. 517-355-WKAR 517-355-9527. That is the number to call. You can go to Facebook.com/CurrentSports and weigh in via social media as we currently have the live stream up and running. You can also even tweet us at Al Martin WKAR or at WKAR_sports. Moving along, I briefly want to start the conversation because in just a moment, in about 3 minutes, we're going to have Otis Wiley a part of the show. Otis Wiley is a former Michigan State football safety from 2005 to 2008. He briefly worked in the media, doing a great job as a reporter for multiple games for the Michigan State football team. And I just want to push along to you all the latest AP rankings. And heading into week two now, you know, Michigan's season opening win against Florida was enough to impress pollsters in both major polls. The Wolverines actually jumped up one spot to number 8 in this week's Amway Coaches poll and moved up 3 spots to number 8 in the Associated Press latest poll. The Wolverines, of course, beat Florida on Saturday afternoon out in Arlington, Texas, inside of AT&T Stadium, home of the Dallas Cowboys. So the Wolverines have cracked the top 10 in the AP and they jumped up one spot from the coaches poll. Moved up one spot from the coaches poll, 3 spots in the AP poll. And the way the AP poll, I'll just give you the top 10 right now, and we'll sort of dissect those rankings along with Otis Wiley. But number 1, no surprise, Alabama. Number 2, Ohio State, a team that did look shaky to start, at least, that game against Indiana last week Thursday. Clemson is 3, 4 is Penn State, 5 Oklahoma, 6 USC, 7 Washington, 8, again, Michigan, 9 Wisconsin, 10 Florida State. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. We'll dive more into the Associated Press top 25 rankings in just a moment, but let's hit our first break. Again, when we come back, we will talk with Otis Wiley, former MSU safety. He'll give his thoughts on the 2017 MSU football team. Don't go anywhere. Thank you. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We now move along to segment B. In segment A, though, I hit on the new revelation concerning Ray Lewis as it pertains to Colin Kaepernick, saying that the Ravens were really close to signing Cap, but a racist post by Nessa Diab, his girlfriend, led us to say, we'll pass. Isaac Constance, engineer of WKAR's Current Sports. First off, happy hump day, my friend.
Happy hump day to you, too.
Second off, do you believe what Ray Lewis had to say?
To a degree. I do agree with you that these off-the-field incidents with Kaepernick, they've been problematic. Not all of them. And I say off-the-field because, like you, I am entirely with the kneeling. The thing is, when you've got, again, the socks that depict police officers as pigs, that's less good. When you've got the Fidel Castro shirt, that's less good. When you've got this post, that's less good. Now, with all that being said, that adds to him being a distraction in the locker room. He will have been anyway. The thing is, I thought this was more so a convenient smokescreen for the Ravens organization to suddenly point the finger and say, see, we would have signed him, but... And that way they come out as the good guys and Kaepernick as the bad guys in this situation. I think that they weren't considering, maybe they were considering, but I think at that point they probably opted against signing Kaepernick in the first place, because although I understand that your feelings can be hurt if you're Ray Lewis or if you're the Ravens owner making billions of dollars, at the same time, no, you should make a football calculated decision when it comes to signing a free agent. If they would have signed him, I think it would have been with this post. If they wouldn't have signed him, I think it would have been without this post. I don't think the post had any bearing whatsoever on their decision.
Well, let's be real here. If you see a post like that, dude, and you're an owner, come on, man.
Your feelings get hurt.
That was a really racist post. The context of that post,
it was worse to Ray Lewis, though.
Ray Lewis isn't owning it. The owner is in the picture as well. It makes them both look racist.
Oh, of course.
And it's your girlfriend posting something like that, and you don't say anything? Why is I just have a
Kaepernick
problem with
needs
Kaepernick.
To say something.
Say
he does.
Something, dude. Why are you so silent right now? Okay, let me get off my soapbox. Real quick, caller, before we get to Otis Wiley. On line one, Mike from Saginaw. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing, man? The last time I was up there, I said we got through the radio show without no Colin Kaepernick news. Now the first time I called, you put some Colin Kaepernick news.
I've been trying to avoid it. We haven't talked about it all week. And now with Ray Lewis and his impassioned rant on Showtime, hey, it's back. It's back, Mike. But what's on your mind, man? What's on your mind?
You know what, man? I think what happened is, if it's going to come down, you know, we got Ezekiel Elliott admitting that he smoked marijuana. And he's supposedly in a with the commissioner about domestic violence and everything. When the NFL going to realize that when these guys graduate from college, you just can't go in and have a seminar when they first get drafted or when they're getting ready to go to the teams after they get their contract signed. You have to be vigilant and you have to work. We've got to be available for them at all times, man, because you know what? The NFL is playing with danger. This is not like me and you going out to get a job application and they looking on our Facebook and our social media posts. This is a highly visible industry. You know, everything you do and everything you say is going to be scrutinized and washed over. So, I mean, this is why I'm more mad at the Player Association than anything else.
Mike, to clear up your stance, did you agree with the 6-game suspension or not for Ezekiel Elliott?
I agree with it.
You agree with it? I did too. But the thing is, why did it take this long? I mean, this is an incident that happened back in college. If this was going to go down, it should have went down last season during his rookie campaign. And it's so amazing. I was talking with our own Brad Walker before today's show. Wouldn't it be something if Zeke would have had that 6-game suspension last season?
Sure.
How different Zeke would be looked at as a player in today's league, Isaac? How crazy would that be, right? My goodness. But, you know, Zeke had a great year last year. He was one of the breakout stars. And now he will get to play week one at least.
Here's what I don't get too. When they go through all this combines in Indianapolis and everything, and they have these investigators talk to their coaches, their family, their friends, and everything.
Right.
Why they waited? Like I'm saying, why all of a sudden they waited to at least he gets in more trouble? Then they're gonna come down on him, man. That doesn't compute with me.
Again, I agreed with the 6-game suspension, but the delay to the second season of Zeke's career, that I don't get that. I'm scratching my head still. But, Mike, we got to go. We got to get to Otis. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you for the call. And great that I visited with both of y'all. I'm going to come back up there sometime soon, okay?
All right. We look forward to that, Mike. Yeah, for those who don't know, Mike from Saginaw, he surprised us. And he's such a diehard fan of current sports. One day he just got up and said, you know what? I'm going to see Al Martin and Isaac Constance. And he came on through, and it was great getting a chance to meet Mike. He's such a great guy.
He is. No, I mean, heard about Saginaw. Again, Mike from Saginaw, but heard about the whole life story, and that was really a pleasure for both of us.
For sure. If you want to be a part of the show, you know that number, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Let's get to our guest for today's current sports. His name is Otis Wiley. We have not had him on our program in quite some time. It was nothing but destiny that I ran into him in the concourse of Spartan Stadium as I was heading to the media room. But he's a former MSU safety from 05 to 08, and he is going to bring his take on the 2017 Michigan State football program. Otis, what's up, man?
What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
I am blessed, brother. Always good hearing your voice. And first off, Otis, you've been listening to this Colin Kaepernick discussion for like the past 8 minutes that you've been waiting on the phone. I'm curious, what are your thoughts pertaining to Cap and him not being employed in the National Football League?
Man, you know what's crazy? I knew you were going to ask me.
You knew it was coming, right? You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, and then I kind of did some Googling on, like, I didn't even know that she had tweeted that about, you know, the Django picture and Ray Lewis, and so.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy that, A, he's not employed. I mean, this guy took the 49ers to the Super Bowl. I mean, he was one win from winning the Super Bowl. And just the chance of, I guess, mixing your political stance versus, you know, your business. I mean, you think about, you know, us in business and how, I mean, I'm not saying I stray away from politics, but, you know, my politics are my own views. And there's different ways to protest what's going on in America. And so, you know, clearly he has a full, strong stance on knowing that it's hindering his ability to get a job, and he's okay with that. And so if he's okay with that, he's okay with that. And I support him 100%. But it's crazy how it's just dividing everything else in sports, you know, with Ray Lewis.
Right.
I mean, the picture, I mean, it's crazy knowing that you saw that movie and how that was kind of a comical ending to that movie of, you know, Samuel Jackson holding him.
Right,
but
right.
But still, it's I remember that when Ray Lewis won the game, too, and I used to work for Aerotech, where Steve Bisciotti started that company in the basement of his mom's basement. So it's kind of two and two, man. I got skin in both of those games.
Yeah, I see. And, you know, I'm curious, Otis, if you were still playing the game of football today, would you take a knee during the national anthem?
I personally wouldn't, because you think about everything that has been kind of fought for before our time here, you know, my ancestors, and, you know, I have family members who served our country very well. And so my personal stance, I wouldn't. There's other opportunities for me to protest my views, though, because, you know, being a black man in America, you know, we are being, you know, police issues and, you know, all of this, you know, black and white and racial stuff. And I feel like that is an opportunity for all of us to join together. I mean, football is a sport where you got so many different backgrounds in that locker room, and we could be the example just living out there on that field, standing together, and unifying. I mean, that's what the United States is all about, is unity, right? So me personally, no, I wouldn't, but I also would do different things in making my voice heard and supporting these types of things.
Very well said, Otis. All right, let's turn the page. Let's talk some MSU football now. You were in attendance for that season opening win over Bowling Green. The Spartans now will host Western Michigan University this Saturday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Just, I want to get first your initial takeaways from what you saw from the Spartans on Saturday. And are you encouraged that this team could get back on track and back to a bowl game?
You know, Al, it's crazy because being there was the first time, or when I saw you, that was the first time that, A, I wasn't working. I wasn't doing anything when it came to media. I was just a fan. I was an alum in the stands. And, I mean, it was an experience to be back in the stands, you know, with my father, season tickets. I'm supporting the program. And I'm looking outside, looking in, and I'm seeing that, you know, if you look at our depth chart, which I wasn't aware of, we only have two seniors, one on defense in Chris Frey and one on offense with Brian Allen. Like, think about that.
Right.
We got
right.
young guys who, I mean, we have 14 freshmen are in rotation. To me, it's encouraging being a player, knowing that we had young guys who are getting experience on the field. In-game experience is probably the most valuable experience you'll ever get, knowing that for the next year or even these other games, we got guys who have confidence in playing ball. So, me, I think Coach D is encouraged because young guys are stepping up to the plate, where he has older guys who's been in the system for a while who they've had their chance, and now these young guys are coming in hungry. And that's good to know that I saw that little article about the, you know, the wide receiver core taking on that bad boy stamina or stigma, and that you could see that clearly that our offense and our wide receiver core is stronger than what it's ever been in a few years. So I'm excited about that and the future of that.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, you talk about that that starting trio of receivers in Darryl Stewart Jr., Felton Davis, Tristan Jackson. I love all three of them, and they all – three came out and balled on Saturday. Again, they combined for 13 catches, 161 yards, two touchdowns. And it's going to be an interesting game this weekend because you play a Western team that went 11-1 last year. They get to the Cotton Bowl, led by, of course, P.J. Fleck, who's the new head coach down in Minnesota. And this is a team that on Saturday, I'm pretty sure you saw this, Otis, Western pushed USC, number four in the nation at the time,
exactly,
to the brink. What
will
this be a good litmus test? This will be a good litmus test to see where Michigan State is early in the year, right?
Right. I mean, you think about it. I mean, everyone thought that, you know, Western would take that, you know, drop down with, you know, with the leader gone and going to Minnesota, P.J. Fleck. But those kids are P.J. Fleck's kids, and they know how to win. And so it's good for the state knowing that this is not your typical non-conference game where it's like we get experience and we get our depth chart in to play. No, this is a legit game for both programs, and it's going to be a hard-fought battle. I mean, for us to get this game and then get the bye and then go to Notre Dame, I mean, this is a good experience for us in order to win these non-conference games to get us into the Big Ten conference play. So, you know, I didn't answer your question before, but I think that we will go to that bowl game because of just that bad taste in your mouth of getting that one game, conference game last year.
Yeah.
Still, it hurts me to say it, but going from college football playoffs to that, I mean, it's very, very, very real in that locker room saying we need to be better, and we will be better. So I'm excited to see these matchups with, you know, our wide receiver core, their DBs. I mean, you got some O.B. Jackson, you know, that's Tristan Jackson's brother. You
mm-hmm.
got, I mean, it was a Darryl Phillips, right? Darius Phillips, who legit in kickoff return. I mean, we got to be good on the special teams action because this guy is looking to bust one open for us like he did 2 years ago almost, but we caught him. Like, we need to be on our P's and Q's. This is a legit game. Everyone counts because clearly we need everyone.
Otis Wiley, former Michigan State safety from 05 to 08. Otis, you being a former defensive player for this program, and you mentioned there's only one starting senior on the other side of the football in Chris Frey. What you saw from this defense, this very young defense, very young team on Saturday, but I want to, again, talk about the defensive side of the football. You know, there was a moment that I've been highlighting throughout the week where Michigan State's secondary were being tested against Bowling Green. James Morgan had thrown over the top of DBs, and they were testing Justin Lane at the time. Bowling Green, on that fourth down, Morgan goes to Scott Miller behind Kari Willis. Miller drops the football, but that could have been a 10-0 game at that moment, and Spartan fans could have been chomping on those fingernails. How do you evaluate that secondary, especially when it comes to MSU's defense?
I like I said, young, but we got a few guys who have experience in the back end, but you think about it, they haven't played together in game experience altogether. So, you know, I saw what you saw. A few passes where, I mean, clearly there was about 6 to 8 passes that were spot on to this Bowling Green's receiver's hands, and they dropped. And so that was in favor of us, right?
Yeah, but, right. Yeah, they did. They helped out Michigan State for sure.
But there was a couple plays, deep balls that were, you know, we were out of phase. We were beat. You know, if the ball was passed correctly or on time, you know, like I said, there's a few touchdowns that, you know, they would have put on the board. And so, you know, the best part is it's the first game. We get to go back in and get everything right. But we do got the players in place. I'm excited about the true freshman kid from Cincinnati, you know. It's Josiah Scott, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm excited by him, you know. And I can see that, A, we're back to that competitive mano-a-mano, man-on-man press coverage, not afraid to get beat. We'll get it back later, and I see that. But what I do want to see is more pressure. Like, it took us a while to get to the quarterback, right? So when they were, you know, Bowling Green's back against the wall, we got a sack. But, you know, I would love to get more pressure so that gives us a little bit more confidence on the back end to make plays. But that linebacker core, too, I mean, there was a couple of times where Bowling Green was getting that deep drag behind the linebackers, and it's wide open because, you know, A, we're – probably too deep, and there's just more pressure. This pressure's not getting home, so we'll see, Western, man, if you could put some pressure on the quarterback and make some plays. And, I mean, we got the interception, which was beautiful. I saw that live in covers on the stage, that was a beautiful read. I saw it jump, but, you know, we need more turnovers, which I know they want, too. But young guys are hungry, man. Spartan dogs are always hungry for that bone. You got me?
Right. And, you know, and it's so remarkable about that pick six. I mean, we haven't even elaborated on this, Isaac. Tyson Smith coming back from having a stroke. This man had a stroke last year. For him to get a pick six and take it to the house, that was a very emotional moment for him, Isaac.
And you saw what it meant to his teammates, too, the game.
Yeah.
And in the play, that was the best thing that maybe signified this team's got a little bit more unity and a little bit more brotherhood than last year.
Great segue into my next question, Otis. I have to ask you, dude, this is the first time we've had you on in a while. We have not talked about the demise from last season, but how does Michigan State go from the college football playoff to 3-9? What happens in the locker room to yield that kind of a result? Because, again, I think some Spartan fans out there are still recovering from that season.
You know, I practiced this because I knew
you knew this was coming too. See, you're a member. A lot of people know Otis was a member of the media, so he probably knows what I'm going to ask before I'm going to ask it. So you probably prepped yourself very well for these questions, I'm sure, Otis.
I was like, how can I address the Spartan Nation as because I'm part of it now, but it's. It's like, relax, guys. We've had the highest of the highs. We've been to the Rose Bowl. We've had a tremendous success for 7 to 8 years, and now we got too complacent, where we expect to win, which is good. That's what you want the program. That's Coach D's goal, is to have that tradition of winning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like, hey, there's going to be times where we're going to take a back seat a little bit, because there's guys who got to grow up and guys who got to get experience. And lo and behold, you know, with the off season and how it went and played out, it's clearly unfortunate, but we all have to bounce back. And so there's always a saying right there where, you know, Spartan dogs, you know, we might be down, but, you know, the comeback is always stronger than when we get the setback. So I think that's the mindset right now. You can see that attitude of, you know, we're coming with a major comeback. We have nothing to lose now, which we're back at it. But we were so far, we had so many years of success where we're always prominent. And now it's like Spartan fans have that loose leash now. As soon as something happens, it's like, oh, my gosh, we need a new offensive coordinator, or we need this. It's like patience. Patience is a virtue. The trials will come, but these guys are always going to respond. I mean, clearly they work day in and day out in their craft. Like, more respect for that. So I don't know. I know for a fact, not for a fact, but it was leadership. You know, when it comes to the inner locker room leadership, it was very few of that. And so you know, with all the stuff that was off the field, you know, if you think about all the off the field issues, if we focus more on the on field, I think would have been a better outcome. But some of those games we were in it, we lost it short, you know, short of come up. So I can't really give you a full answer about why it was 3-9. All I do know is we've lost a lot of people to the NFL and to graduation, which is a success rate for us. But this young guy, this crop coming out, man, just looking at that depth chart, you're like, okay, we got some young guys, we got some young bulls that are getting ready for that major comeback, which, you know, bowl game this year, back to square one. But for that next year, it's going to be powerful. So I'm excited about that.
All right, Otis, before we get you out of here, man, can you kind of give us an update on what you've been up to now? I think you're working with the NCAA now, right?
Yeah, so IMG, so you heard IMG Academy, which is our high school division in Bradenton, Florida, but IMG College, we have 80 properties where we sell multimedia rights for. Think about Fox Sports with Michigan State, kind of their multimedia rights. You know, so they got this exclusive deal. So I'm a senior account executive selling corporate sponsorships for the NCAA and affiliate businesses, which are the NABC, WBCA for coaches associations. Mm-hmm. And then Lead One, which is Division One, formerly known as Division One Athletic Directors Association. I head that one up, and then I head the National Football Foundation. So selling those corporate, major corporate deals for those associations is my number one responsibility. So that's what I'm doing now.
Wow, Otis, that sounds like you got to be on your P's and Q's. I'll just put it that way, right?
Always on the grind, man.
Oh, I'm sure. You sound very busy, man, and I think you probably realize after being a member of the media that I may need to try something else because we don't get paid that much, right? Are you still dabbling in media at all?
I don't, man, which I, as you introduced it, and I was like, man, why I missed that message you sent to me, but I would love to get back into it. I mean, I was just now getting started with the Spartan Sports Network, and now we relocated wife, and so happy wife, happy life, so that's a lesson learned, right? So,
right.
But, I mean, I will always welcome the opportunity to join back and get back in the media, man, for sure.
Well, I tell you what, we will certainly be in touch. We got to have you back on more regularly. How's that sound?
Hey, sounds good to me, man. Alan Otis show, man. That sounds good.
You got it. Let's get it popping, man. Otis Wiley, former MSU safety from 05 to 08. Otis, have a great afternoon, my man. Thanks so much.
You too, man. Yeah, stay blessed. Peace.
All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will put a bow on today's current sports by taking a few of your calls. Also, we'll briefly address the Ezekiel Elliott suspension being upheld. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870 94.5 FM. We've got a few comments via our Facebook page at facebook.com/currentsports. A few people just checking in. Dibzell. Hi, Al. Can't stay. Just saying hello. Hello, Deb. Steven says, have a great show, Al. Thank you so much, Steven. Ben Grimes, one of our favorite listeners, Isaac, says, we were at the ball game at Cooley Law School Stadium last night. We were in Section Q, row 16. What a fun game to be at. And Ben is referring to, of course, the Crosstown Showdown. Both yourself and I, we attended last night's showdown. You caught the very end of the home run derby. I didn't get a chance to see it, but Adam Proctor, freshman for the Michigan State baseball team, took the crown. And it was a pretty good crowd last night, despite the chilly weather. It is getting colder and colder outside. I'm rocking my Nike hoodie, my favorite Nike hoodie right now, Isaac.
I know, I feel cheated. I mean, I thought summer wasn't over just yet, right, but I guess as baseball season passes, it's time for the weather to get a little bit colder, leaves to turn red and all that. crud that signifies it's about to be winter.
Very true. What were your thoughts about the Crosstown Showdown real briefly,
Mike? Yeah, impressive. I got to say, this guy, Adam Proctor for MSU, for him to win it as a freshman, this is a pro ballpark that he's hidden out of. And one shot just towered over everybody that was easily recognizable and had people chattering. It hit the new outfield apartments in Cooley Law School Stadium. Mm-hmm. And he also had a ribby, an RBI, in the game itself. Pretty impressive going against pros for a freshman from St. John's.
And I think it's very cool that Michigan State will play another non-conference matchup later on this month against Notre Dame, the same week of the Michigan State and Notre Dame game. So get on out. Again, as we mentioned in our headliners, I believe that will be, September? Is it 23rd? Let me make sure. Yeah, September 23rd. That game will take place at 2 p.m. And then, of course, Michigan State and Notre Dame under the lights at Spartan Stadium. That is going to be a very fun day and a fun overall weekend. A few articles to check out. I'm seeing here on ESPN, this is written by Tom Haberstroh. Isaiah Thomas's hip injury is potentially far more serious than you know. I'm going to check out that later on. I haven't read that article yet. Also, I'm seeing here one of the top headliners are the top headliner on the website is probe finds no evidence of Tom Brady concussion. So that's interesting because of all the drama with, you know, Tom's wife, Giselle, coming out and saying that Tom has had concussions. So that's quite intriguing. And also, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Miami Dolphins game has been postponed due to Hurricane Irma. So the team will now play, those two teams will now play in week 11, so near the back end of the year. And thoughts and prayers out to the entire state of Florida. My mom, stepdad, and my little sister, they live in the Miami area, Fort Lauderdale to be exact. They will be evacuating and staying at my apartment up in Lansing this weekend. So it's getting really serious out there, but thoughts and prayers go out to everyone down south, especially the state of Florida right now, as Hurricane Irma is on its way. Isaac, we just had Hurricane Harvey and now Irma. My goodness.
Scary.
Very scary. All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thanks so much for tuning in. And also much thanks to Otis Wiley for joining us. Be easy, people.